Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the privilege we have to draw close, come boldly to the throne of grace, to find grace and mercy so that we can have sufficient for the day. And thank you for this wonderful word, Father God, that we embrace, that you are light and in you is life. And as we receive this life and light and goodness, we walk in it, we are doers. And we are cleansed and we are shining and we are growing into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ, the reality that you've always had for us and you want for us. And so we thank you. We thank you for this word, Lord. We thank you as we go into the dark side of testing, which is sin, which is of the devil, which has got an expiry date. But thank you, Lord, for your eternal life. Your goodness has got no expiry date. So thank you, Lord, for just helping us see what we need to see here and be encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 1, verse 8 to 10, and 1 John 2, verse 1. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and there is no truth in us. But if we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promise and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our wrongdoing. If we say that we have not sinned, we make a liar out of God, and his word is not in us. I'm writing this to you, my children, so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have someone who pleads with the Father on our behalf, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
Hallelujah. See you few. You know, when you just focused on a negative, like you just focus on sin here, and you just take hold of everything to do with sin here, you are in darkness, you're caught up then in the problem, and then you've got a problem. But as we have read now, and that, what is the verses just before this that we read yesterday? That's God is light, and in him is no darkness. And if we have fellowship with him, we come and we get the light, and then we walk in the light. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. So you see, there's the answer for the sin problem. The sin problem will always be here. Not always. It's got an expiry date. It's here now so that we learn to turn from sin and run to God, that we come and get righteousness, the answer for sin. And so this is a big reality. Sin is here. The beautiful thing is when we look to the Lord and we receive the Lord and the Lord comes, he puts the spirit of sin, the spirit at work in sons of disobedience, Ephesians 2 verse 2, out of us. Amen. So sin is no more a power that drives us, that we find the good we want to do, we can't do, because he's not inside, he's outside. But even though he's outside now, he still shoots his darts at us. He still comes with his lies and reminds us of our past and our sin. And that's an opportunity to run to God. Amen? To look to God. This is what it's all about. It's our fellowship now. It needs to be in the light, in God. And when we've got that, we got the light. We got the answer for the darkness. We got the light. We got the answers. And this is what it's all about, guys. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. So everything about him is to take hold of your mind, your thinking, your speaking, and then your attitudes and action, and he's got you. But when we realize that it doesn't say just the devil is around and he's coming, praise God, Jesus has come, not going to come, has come, and he will come, yes. And when he comes, everything is dealt with. Even when he just comes now in our own life as the author and the perfecter of our faith, that problem that was such a big thing at one time is just, it's like Mickey Mouse to us. So that's what we need to wake up to. The Son of God has come to give us understanding, to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true. John 10:10, but Jesus has come. I have come so you can have life and life in abundance. So this is what it's all about, guys. We are here still. There's still the battle of wrong things, darkness out there. But we as the children of the kingdom, we need to draw close on a daily basis. I think of Isaiah 50 from 4 to 11. Morning by morning, he needs to waken our ear. And I think of Isaiah 57. It's a beautiful scripture there that says, your mindset on him is kept in total peace. So when you draw close to the Lord, you find peace. And peace is the answer for turmoil, for that which sin brings. And then when we got peace, it says so beautiful, and we're getting it in the morning. He says, when we seek for the Lord daily, also going on in Isaiah 57, and we seek him daily, he says, we will receive from him. He gives us light. And then so beautifully it goes on. And when you wake up to the justice, the goodness of God, it goes on to say the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. So guys, the big thing is we need to be babes to evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath our feet. So we hear in the goodness, in the kingdom, in fellowship with the Father and Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that's where we've always got to run to, and know that we are then going to have answers, we're going to have peace, and we can arise and shine, and let our light shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.